Yeah, like the weird blue one.
Test 1, 2.
Cratery,
brother.
Yo. Let us know where we just start. I don't need Bootsy Collins.
I don't need Central Line.
I don't need Roger Troutman.
I don't need Zap.
I don't need Junior.
I don't need Sheik.
I don't need Sister Sledge.
I don't need Pop.
I don't need Bohannon.
I don't need Led Zeppelin.
I don't need Anthrax.
I just need what I need.
What I motherfucking need, baby. Welcome to another edition of Cradio.
Yeah, we're back at it like a crack addict with a bad habit.
Your man RC.
Your man K Wonder.
And my man Dave.
DJ Serious.
And I gotta say, it feels good to be back after, what has it been, a motherfucking year?
Yeah, probably something like that. I mean, you know, it feels something like that, man. It feels like a lifetime ago.
You know, here we are with our second episode of Cradio.
Second episode. No time has passed whatsoever.
Nothing.
Everything has passed. Is normal. Resume with normal shit.
Exactly. Well, you know, sometimes shit goes down, but you know what? Fuck it.
Life. Life is what goes down.
Life is definitely going down. But I will say this. We are back. We're excited. We got some new shit to drop on y'all, but we gotta get caught up with some of that old shit. One of the things that we had lying around in the chamber on the cutting room floor was this little conversation we had with Tuxedo, Mayor Hawthorne, Jake One, and J-Rock of the Mighty Beat Junkies, Los Angeles stand up. You know what it is. So they were in town last year, they came through the lab and, you know, hung out, and J-Rock did a cratery episode with us, and we also did an episode of Cradio, man. And to be honest, like, if you read the description, you already know what's going down.
It's like an in conversation with. It's really just basically like some eavesdropping shit or something. Like, it's almost like somebody called you with, like, you know, and left like a wild long like voicemail or something. And just that's pretty much exactly what it is. Somebody like pocket dialed you. It's like if a homie pocket dialed you and it happened to be like
this is
a funny conversation.
It's a pseudo professional pocket dial. That is exactly what you were listening to. You hit the nail on the head. But it's a very, you know, all over the place conversation. And it's kind of weird because, you know, our relationship, we've known Jake for a while. So it's hard to kind of have a formal conversation there. And then J-Rock, Jake, and Mayor all have their own kind of individual,
Jake's the big homie, man.
You know, relationship. So it's all, it was totally informal and just a chat. But I will say this, you know, there's definitely some interesting nuggets in there. And it's funny just to see some of the dynamics at play, like, we just kind of went in wild, so let's just kick it off with J-Rock letting you know his feelings on Jake One's 415 collection.
415.
J-Rock can't see me with that.
Serious.
I'm not interested in 415 though. That's the problem.
So you know, there's the Big League Records. That's the original, right?
Okay.
So that doesn't have a cover. There is one with the 415 and white, and it's like black, green, and gold, I think.
I just have a white cover with a gray and gray and a silver label with black writing.
But then there's the white label for that. Then they also put it out on Priority, so there's like a cover. They got the cover for the album on Priority.
But that was over by then.
It was, but still.
Priority put it out super late in the game.
They did. But then there's also a Richie Rich 12-inch.
I got the Richie Rich 12.
Where he's on the front. With the
in front of the houses.
Yeah. And he's like chilling. Yeah, I got that.
I got it.
That's a good one.
I bought that shit, man.
That's a hard one to find, though, with the cover.
Hey, man. I bought records back then. Music Plus. Believe in us.
This way, the blue light towards you.
So where's Music Plus at?
You didn't go to Music Plus? You guys didn't have Music Plus?
Yeah. So you're gonna have to.
Word?
That might have just been Cali.
It was like a licorice pizza and all that shit. Exactly. Like record chain record store.
Yeah.
Warehouse Records.
Licorice so pizza.
You guys,
what is that licorice pizza store about?
It was just a record store.
Mm-hmm.
That was all.
I never heard of that.
Or some shit. They had some crazy.
We used to have just.
It was like Sam's.
Oh, okay.
Just a normal record store. Might you just go and buy records?
What was the one? Sam Goody's? That was
Sam Good. But see, Sam Goody's is later. Sam Goody's is actually Licorice Pizza.
Oh, okay.
And Licorice Pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Licorice you guys had Pizza. Peaches,
it's
though,
the
right?
Same, it's the same font. Peaches, I think, is the same same chain. Sam Goody. I think they're all the same. They all use the same font.
Musicland.
One, two. Are we good, Dave?
Musicland.
Good on
Sam
levels?
Goody too.
We're recording?
Because right, at the end, they all turn into Sam Goody at the end of the day.
Yeah, dude.
You can actually probably move your mic a bit away.
They were whack.
Okay, one, two, one, two.
Yeah.
Yo, this is Cratery FM, man. Let's get to it. My name is RC. I got K-Wonder in the building, man. And, of course, we got some special guests today. Introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Jake Uno.
It's Mayor Hawthorne.
J-Rock right here, yep.
In the
J-Rock
building,
two
man.
C's.
With Tuxedo.
Thank you for coming down and shooting the shit with us, fellas. We should have been recording all the wild shit we were talking about before, but we fucked up. It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Jewels.
Yeah,
but,
Formal 5 album covers, man. Missing it. Priority Records, man. Third pressing, yo.
You got to have them all, man.
How many pressings are there anyway? You didn't finish.
There's two, but there's different labels, though, too.
415?
Yeah.
Jake won with the 415 facts.
Jake won to speak on his 415 game. Yo, so Tuxedo just got back from Japan, man. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about, you know, what you were seeing in the stores?
Yeah, bye.
We went to that Disc Union.
Disc Union, baby.
Disc Union has to be the craziest collection of records in any store I've ever seen.
Well, the Japanese are just the craziest collectors of things, period.
We saw just super ill shit in general.
Did you go upstairs? Yeah.
What, so the rap section?
No, did you go to that store that's in the same building? Recofan.
Oh, yeah, I'm not messing with Recofan.
From now on, you should mess with Recofan.
What's going on up there, J-Rod?
Yeah. Recofan, you got to work at. Like, I need that, you know, the other part that says premium rare groove.
You need the premium
rare groove.
I'm going to say this, though. I went record shopping today, and I didn't buy any records, but I looked through this section they had on Japanese records, and I know every record in there that was 55 or whatever price, man,
they
you go to Recofan got them all for five, all of them,
but you know the
five and ten, you ain't, because they got cheap sections up there, and the thing is Japan closed down, so you gotta remember
they don't have all them stores like they used to.
So all the stores got sucked up by the stores that are still open. So whatever Disc Union didn't get, Recofan got, and nobody goes to Recofan.
The great consolidation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people do, but it's not the spot everybody hits first.
But they don't, you know, the problem is they don't have, I mean, my big problem with Japan in general with the record stores.
It doesn't say real black music above it, so you I don't know what section this is, yo.
Man, they
it don't say real black music.
I'm not sure where to dig right now.
Man, these dudes in the packaging game of records is just out of hand. It'll take you 5 minutes just to open the goddamn thing. Because they have the plastics to seal on the back. And they have these stickers inside them.
And the OB card.
Yes, it's just, that's a lot of work.
And the OB strip right there wraps
the
around the whole thing.
The
you got to slide that off.
What do you think the most expensive OB strip is? Because you know they have like records where it's like, this record is $200. But
with the OBs, it goes up. Yeah, it goes up.
How is this piece of paper
so
indiscriminately
expensive?
I want my joints
OB free.
It's crazy. I have that... that Miroslav, you got that, the purple?
Miroslav V2.
There's a Miroslav album.
Nah, I'm not up on it.
It's an album.
Japan only.
Yeah, Japan only. It's called Purple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You had it on the wall.
Heat. With the Obi? Did it have the Obi, though?
No, Obi.
No Obi.
That's what I'm saying. I have a copy with no Obi. And I have a friend who just tried to buy one. He was mad. Man, I found that record, but it didn't have the OB with it. I'm like, what are you, man? Who's getting that record, man?
The only OB.
It sounds like Headless Heroes album. Word. The first track. The first track is hardcore, just continuation of Jagger the Dagger or whatever. Like the hardest track on. You just like what?
Yeah, it's dope. Because the other Miroslav Vitos don't.
No, it's not him. The one with the Jeru interlude.
It ain't even close to that. Nah, it ain't like those ones at all.
Wow.
No, I didn't like those ones.
He had a later one that was kind of going though.
Is all right, I guess. I don't know.
Which one's all right?
I heard that. The one on Warner Brothers?
I don't know.
Where he has two basses?
Yeah.
Oh, the two basses one. Yeah, yeah.
Like three beats on it. New York City, I think.
Yeah. Yep, New York City. The disco. So they used to play that in the discos, man. That was a Larry Levan classic back in the day.
Yeah, you were there?
I was there.
You were there. You were there at Paradise Garage.
Apparently I was.
Yo, so what was the wildest shit you bought out there, Jake?
Arms in the air.
I bought that Miss Black America record.
Black America?
Geo Miss Smith. Black America.
Yeah, the Miss Black America.
Yeah, it's pretty fire.
What
is
it?
It's like soul. No. Moses Dillier produced it.
Oh man.
What did it say? Courtesy of.
You have the Moses Dillier album?
Somebody gave me the CD when I was out there though.
This out. Oh, go ahead. Keep
I know
talking.
Exactly the one where he's crossing the street or something.
Yeah. And the text.
He produced this album. I bought. It's really good.
Word. Yeah. Word.
And now.
Yeah.
That one.
Yes.
Anybody got that here?
Yeah. Exactly. No? You got that?
Nah, Pete Rock. This is his text.
Nah, oh, man.
That's my man, Pete. 50 grand. Yo, son, people, Bryson is on this, man.
He is. Yo, what's the wildest text you ever got from Pete Rock, man?
Oh, man, that's my man, 50 grand. I don't know, man.
Everyone.
Because I never thought I'd get text from Pete Rock as a kid growing up, listening to Straighten It Out, DJing.
The one where he sent you the video where he has the disc for World Is Yours and he's pulling it up on the SP, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, he sends beats all the time. Yo, son, check it out. I'm working on some new shit. Kills it, man. I see he's
exclusive.
Hella exclusive.
Don't try to rap on that either.
Exclusive Pete Rock iPhone beats.
New J-Rock 45 coming soon. Man.
That's my... He's just a homie. Like, we really bonded over James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just... I knew James Brown. He knows James Brown, and we just went to town from there. So
it was
a common
James Brown love for
James Brown smoking, and you know that's my dad. Yeah, that's the homie though.
Yeah, no,
so
he's good people.
I wish I had beats to say. I don't want to send him no beats. Yo, Pete, check this out. No,
you can't send no beats.
He'd be
to
like,
P-Rock.
Yo, man. Nah, yeah, I don't want to do that. But yeah,
there's some dude on Twitter.
He used the Lou Donaldson drums, and he just wrote the dude back. Shingling drums, LOL.
Shingling drums, LOL. That dude must have been crushed, man.
But you know,
he probably didn't even know what it was.
No,
I didn't even get it.
Soundfile.
He was just all hella proud that Pete Rock responded to his demo.
A lot of these young dudes, they just have like a folder that says.
But you know what though, those sounds are coming back though.
Oh no, they're using them. They just don't know where they come from.
They don't even know what record it's from.
Nah, they just heard the old '90s hip hop track and like, ooh.
Weren't those just the Ain't No Sunshine?
Look those. What do you mean what?
Yeah, that was the Willis Gator Jackson or whatever.
Oh, I don't even. Oh yeah, yeah.
Harlem Underground,
Willis Jackson.
Yeah, so he, you know, ain't nobody, everybody using them breaks still, man. No, that's a classic. You can't diss a classic break,
no,
man.
No, of course not. And you know what? There's a certain level of pride.
I will diss Impeach the President right now. If I hear somebody use the Impeach the President snare, I'm not fucking with it.
You can't, off top. Nah, you would.
There was definitely a time when I would have dissed that, but not anymore.
No, I'm still dissing. If I hear that snare, I'm out.
Nah, man. Ain't nobody go. Isn't anyone that's going to use it anyway because they don't want to get sued.
People
so.
Send me beats and I hear that shit on occasion.
Yeah, that's young kids though. Kids that don't know no better.
I think it must be like in Fruity Loops.
Someone that wants to like make it and sell that beat, they're not going to use any Impeached. No one's going to use Impeached the President unless they clear it. I don't know what Aaron Fuchs charges.
Your boy did the remake them guys did.
I wonder what that shit costs, man, to clear these days and Impeached the President.
That remake that you gave me is crazy though. It sounds pretty close.
Oh yeah, those dudes killed it.
They did
man.
Their thing with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They kill it, man.
I'm Who sure the that? Rates go up.
Aaron,
if it's
Aaron
like Beyonce.
Would come for your head, and you just be like, just hit him with that middle finger.
Yeah, he's hard, and that Joe those Joe Farrell drums are pretty.
I've got sued by Aaron Fuchs.
You
he
have it
for me? No, I have. Yeah.
Oh,
I have. Yeah, he came for me.
You got hit with that subpoena.
Yeah, you didn't hear that beat when he used the 900 number. That was the hot beat, man.
He got me for
man, the way you chopped that up,
the MLP song.
Yeah.
But with the Pete's Coldfield shit.
No, it was on my album. White Van Music.
It was on White Van.
Oh,
I got sued a lot on that album, man, which I guess means it was popping, but it, not popping for me to get sued.
Wow. What was that on Rhymesayers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the money I would have made, all got it.
That's he owns that song though, the sample.
You just never know what he owns because he got so much shit.
Wow.
Nah, you need to hit up the homie.
I know. There's a list circulating.
Yeah, the list.
You know
there's
about
a
that.
List. Yeah. You need Word. To get on that.
Well, what's this? What, can we talk about the list?
I mean, there's
just a list of songs that he owns. You can probably go on the website and just see
songs
everything.
Songs to avoid.
Yeah, that's basically songs to avoid.
That's a good list to have circulating, man. That's definitely a good list to have circulating.
There's certain things you just should stay away from because dudes are really active chasing it.
They're just so thirsty.
Hardcore active.
Yeah, Thirstmaster.
I heard Bob James was coming back.
Yeah, Thirstmaster General.
Wow.
Just wait till CTSR's coming back.
So is there any benefit to who sampled, or is it all bad?
It's all bad.
It's all bad for the artist.
But you can hit them up and
tell them
to take your shit.
Down.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. People under the stairs were like, yo, B.
It's not cool, B.
Take that shit down. And if people under the stairs, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that, but that's an underground-ass group right there, you know what I'm saying? You know?
They come for cool.
Nah, they got sued. They probably got hit for something. Yeah. If he got hit on Rhymesayers, they getting hit on Ubiquity or whatever label they were on at that time, you know?
Those only four
San
times
Francisco
I've been
Nights,
sued.
They probably got hit for that. They probably, woo, there's probably, man, they was looping it up. Man, I hate to see what Otis has to go through.
I mean, I think that's just a job in
that's
itself.
The alchemist.
That's a full
I mean, like being a sample cop is like a straight up job these days.
Al said though, you ain't nothing till the sample police come for you.
That's real though. Well, I did my album. I was like, shit ain't gonna be, nobody's gonna care.
Is it true that they came after J-Lib when you played the Chris Williamson one night and they were like, wait a minute.
Yep.
That's true.
Who sampled?
It's fucked up because, you know, when we were kids, we were on the same shit. We just didn't have the internet
to spew
the names. You
won't catch me playing no more originals.
Nope.
Not after
that.
You won't be catching
me. Shazam that shit the fuck up
and
you're done.
Checking out J-Rock set.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I don't do original sets no more. I still buy the samples from time to time, but man.
Yeah, they fucked
after that, I kind of like, man, I can't play the homies originals.
Nope.
I can't even play, man, this sucks.
Wow, because they're coming for you like that. Yeah. Because people are just filming it and just putting it up. Because that's
I think it was like
happened,
on YouTube
right?
or something.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Someone was just filming your set.
Yeah.
And then they saw it from that.
Yep.
The coldest shit
that's
I got.
What that is? Hey, that's my auntie.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is.
You know,
relative, like the young kid in the family.
Yeah, exactly.
And they probably don't even realize they're fucking it up. They probably just
they're
like,
just hyped
look,
yo,
whoa,
yo.
Whoa, I'm picking up J-Rock. This is tight. You know?
No, they're like, no, nah, you've been sampled. They still, they're looping up your stuff.
Oh, they are. Are they?
Man, I got hit so hard.
Birdman hand rub.
Fucking around. Some kid on Twitter asked me, like,
some Monty Burns.
Yo, man, I made a beat out of Delegation. Oh, honey, you sampled that. How do I clear it? And I just responded, like, I don't fucking know. I didn't clear that shit.
I didn't clear that nothing.
Dude, a week later, Rhymesayer sends me, like, an email. That shit was screenshotted. And somebody was trying to sue us over that shit. Luckily, we replayed that shit.
Wow.
So they couldn't even come after it. But it could be like that. That's why I'm like, anybody even ask me about anything, I'm not saying shit. I'm just not going to respond to you.
Replayed it, though,
but you play a lot of shit now anyway.
I do. I mean, but who sampled that a joint that literally we made up out of thin air and they said it was like Carolyn Franklin? I'm like,
oh, yeah, they're wrong.
We had nothing to do with any. That's not any of the fucking records.
Yeah, they got one of my, not saying my beats are as hot as yours over there, Jake one, you know, but I got they got me on there and they got it way wrong too.
Yeah, there's
a
lot. There's a lot of wrong.
They get a lot of shit wrong.
They get a lot of shit wrong.
A lot of shit wrong.
Well, because there's no, There's no.
It's all fam. It's all.
Yeah, they just posted immediately. It's not like somebody sitting there checking. No, like.
But I'm saying I think it's.
It's like Wikipedia, it's, man. Yeah, yeah. Anybody can just go out there and put some shit up.
But they're basically putting guys at risk for shit that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's definitely like, you know, the rap sample fact shit. That was like the early. That was the early version of that.
Remember that Japan book?
Well, that was clowning.
The Japan, you guys ever see that? The Japan.
There's one called the Bible.
What, you mean the sampling? Yeah. Yeah. The sampling? Yeah. The sampling? Yeah, 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 there's a few of them.
Yeah, there's a few
of them.
They're the same thing there. It is like.
They get a lot of shit wrong, though, too. Yeah. They got a lot of shit wrong, though, too.
All they did was get it from the website that was before Who Sampled.
The rap sample fact shit.
The Breaks.
That was the OG shit, man.
The Breaks.
The Breaks.
That
was the FAQ, which later became the Breaks, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
That was the OG of the ones. That was the OG.
That was the old school, early 2000s. Yeah, like, oh my God, this guy had... A lot of the shit was shit that was known. Like, he just had, like, every James Brown sample. But, like, you know.
There for you.
But he's there. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that website was dope.
He got it right, though.
He
man, I had that shit in my brain. I didn't need that.
Excuse me, man. All right. 415 wasn't sampling.
Oh, shit. You think they weren't?
They were playing the keys
over
there.
They sampled shit early.
What were they sampling?
Bernard Wright and fucking... They sampled Ecstasy first, too.
What is... I need to find... I know it's probably something real stupid, too. Bammer Weed.
That's Marvin Gaye Live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I want you.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye Live,
What song?
I want you.
Give me no Bammer Weed.
It's the intro of the whole record.
Damn, that's hard.
That's pretty hard. That's the the rainbow cover one.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. Live. I got the album.
Yeah.
No poster, though.
Yeah.
Reissue. 1999 reissue. Remastered.
How do you buy a reissue or something?
I'm kidding. I have right. I'm kidding.
I see that.
Wait, did I hear an eBay notification?
Yeah, that was probably me.
Somebody got
an eBay notification?
My save search game is fierce, though.
I thought that was me, but it wasn't.
It's probably mine. I got a bunch of save searches. So.
Oh, your eBay notification?
Oh, yeah. What are you watching right now, Weezy?
I mean, why would I tell everybody that? Why would I want more people to compete with over the shit?
Marvin Gaye Live.
He's looking for the Marvin Gaye Live.
I'm watching
Marvin Gaye Live now.
Yeah, I'm about to watch Marvin Gaye Live.
Watching it on eBay. The vinyl you just
that
found
shit would be exploding because that shit's probably getting listed every like 2 seconds.
Every 5 seconds.
Not necessarily true.
I hate when they put a reissue up of something I'm watching. You know, it'll trigger the fucking
then it's
automatic notification.
I'm not an eBay guy, so I don't know.
Really? You're not an eBay guy?
Not at all.
Best record store in the world.
The
best record store in the world is when you go to a record store and you get to dig in that motherfucker and go,
okay, so
damn, this motherfucker
you know
store
got heat. Let's talk about that for a second because I feel like your opinion, Jay, is not one that is as popular these days.
I'm not a popular guy, man.
This is great that I am
Jake had a quote saying earlier today. He's like, yo, I like to have my records, you know, presented to like,
what you mean? What's presented to you?
I mean, I'm not trying to do some on a plug. I mean, if it's like a record store has things I don't know, I'll listen to them.
Yeah, for sure. That's
but like, I'm not gonna go to your regular record store. Got the same bullshit records.
You're
search through the whole store.
I'm not going to the same
rather
regular
somebody
record store.
Just present them.
Yeah,
to
but
me.
You're just past that.
Yeah.
It's not like you didn't do that at one point.
I spent fucking half my life doing that.
For sure. For sure.
Isn't it the worst shit to go to a record show and it's that same dealer, you know, and he has the exact same shit from like the show before?
I don't even hit those.
Exact same shit.
I just go to my record stores. I got like 4 or 5 record stores that are good to go. I go on the road enough where I get to hit the on the road spots. So there's no need for eBay. Like once I hear
like Disc Union, you just go. You don't even need the presentation.
But then you're also buying records based on what's kind of available to you, as opposed to having this like big want list of like, I gotta check this out. No, my I list. Gotta check list. That off my
we
list.
We do
I
all that. Nah, though. I got a want list, but it's in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, this shit I'm still looking for, but like I said, it's just like
the only shit that I really get off of eBay is shit
you really, really
shit
want.
Shit that I know that I'm not gonna see at any of the record stores that
That's
I.
That's a lot of it, though.
You know?
No, for sure. Yeah.
There's just certain records that you're just never gonna see in the stores that you go to.
There's one record I look on eBay at every once in a while just to see what the price is. And it's always like about $80, just in case I spot it in the store.
Word.
You know what I mean? The when I look at eBay, I look at listings ended.
Yeah, the completed listing.
Yeah, that's how I'm. I go to flea markets sometimes.
Well, you can just go to PopSite.
Nah, PopSite after 4 or 5 searches though, they're like, womp 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 womp. I'm not trying to do all that.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
All you need to do is just give them an email address, though.
Oh, Collector's Frenzy, yeah. Collector's Frenzy, too.
Oh, Collector's Frenzy is insane. $40,000
Nah, but they got, you know, we got hip everybody. You got to get that, the record searching app, too, man.
Yeah, you record need to get into app, it. Man. I didn't even know about it.
Okay, so talk about some of your favorite stores.
That's what it is. I got the record store app, too, and I can go to towns and look it up.
That's what it is, too.
So talk about some of your favorite stores, and they'll have to be like, you know, it's like, that you visited kind of
Amoeba, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, crazy one nobody knows about? Amoeba.
Amoeba is the best record store in L.A.
You know what, man?
If you went to Amoeba every day, you're going to find some shit.
And there you go. I can go once a week and find something on the wall or find something in the bin.
You can go to Amoeba.
I mean, there's other spots, though, too. So there's Freak Beat. I like going to Freak Beat.
Freak Beat is dope.
And then Atomic is dope sometimes.
I haven't been to Atomic in forever.
Yeah.
That used to be fresh in the 90s.
No, it's still fresh. Nobody goes there anymore. So they get shit.
Every once in a while, they get a box of shit and they put out. They just put the box out.
They'll get
on
some
the floor.
Shit, man. Atomic is good. There's always good spots, man.
It's definitely a different feeling though. It's more tactile, digging through a section of records and being interested. Because how many times have you seen amazing records on eBay in an auction and you just scroll right past them? You know what I mean? It's just like it's nothing. Like,
and I can listen
those
to it
in the store.
In the store,
that's
you know?
The big thing is, can you listen to the record?
I can listen to it. I can look at it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can read the credits. I can like fully see how long the song. I can I can do my full research on the E-Lake. I'm like, all right, cool.
Hey,
all right,
J-Rock. Quick question.
Then we'll go to YouTube and then search the name of the song on YouTube. And here's some shitty dude's MP3 of it. That's not going to have no bass.
No, the
bass
is when they literally just record like off their phone and then play in the record.
See, I've experienced that.
That shit kills me.
Those ones on eBay.
But at least you get a sound clip. At least you're getting here a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, there's heat on eBay. Don't get me wrong.
No, for sure. For sure.
But I'm just not an eBay dude.
I definitely don't think we're trying to make a distinction of there's only one good way. I mean, I think any way you can get a good record.
Like, I've bought records from eBay. I bought my Big Daddy Kane comes from eBay. I got major records from
something more than
no.
I think to set it off, I maybe bought off of that.
You got one of them off the wall at Amoeba.
That's ain't no half step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you ever on the program?
Kevin. Let me take a picture with you. Kevin. Yes. Kevin. Kevin.
Does the program still exist?
Kevin still exists. I don't go to the record shows that often, only when I need like supplies. But he's there with his wife still. Yo. So I hit it like maybe every three, four months.
He's always in all the record shows.
He don't have nothing you want. He got meters. You want meters? Look at Popeyes.
Hey, that's a good record, man.
No, it's a great record, man. It's going to come back. Nobody, we laugh now, but you know. Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because a lot of those basic records are like
they're great.
They're the best ones.
Well, I mean, they're still the best.
Yeah, they're still the best.
I don't own an original Look of Popeye. No, why?
No, you have something you just said have.
You got it. It's over. I don't need it anymore. It's done.
That's a great record.
I'm a DJ, so I'm not going to buy the original of some shit I know I'm going to do doubles of and cut it up. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands now. Originals? I'm going to do that to the OGs. No, I'm going to buy my doubles from Fat Beats on the wall from Fat Beats when we had them in stock.
The original one that you listened to.
You might as well just play fucking MP3s instead of playing reissues.
I do now, but you know what I'm saying, back then. I'm going to buy, but like my James Brown shit, I buy real ones. I'm not, you know, there's certain shit I want real. But records I'm doing doubles of and cutting up. Unless it's cheap, I see it cheap. Look, come on, I'm not going to pay 88 for a look at Popeye these days. $60. If I see it from 10, 20, look, look a pop. $60, 80, no. No one's buying like a Popeye for that much.
Anyway. Well, we all got it for cheap back in the day.
Yeah, it's hard to justify those kind of prices for those.
Now, I wouldn't pay $75 for it.
I mean, shits are hard, though. You don't see those in the store.
I see them for 80. What about the first one? I see them all for like 70, 80. I don't see silver as much. I wouldn't mind getting some real clean copies of silver.
Aki had that today.
Yeah, those joints are usually busted, too.
Those are always busted.
The foil's always fucked up.
Yeah, the foil's always fucked up on two, on the second one.
Yeah, there's the foil. Foil.
The foil, yeah.
Gotta have some clean foil.
I bought all those back in the day.
Yo,
those were easy in Detroit.
Who are some of the wildest people that you've witnessed some straight record savagery?
Jake.
Man, I don't even Chandog.
Chandog.
I seen Chandog buy every Les McCann one day. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. I've seen Egon buy every what was that shit? What label is that in Japan? A Disc Union. I'm sorry, Egon. That shit was just mad funny to me. What was that? What label was that? Oh man. Not ESP. Oh, Saturn? It's a jazz label. No, it's a jazz label with the white covers. Oh, what the fuck? And they just have an image right in the middle.
What, Strata?
It's like the real generic looking.
It's not Strata? Generic. Yeah, they look real generic. They're super generic looking.
Yeah, I know.
That might be
the French label with the joint in the corner.
No, not
like,
that kinda, one.
Like kind of like white, and then it has like a border in the middle.
With the pictures.
And a gray label.
I don't know, but
it could be BYG or Actuel.
It might
BYG
be Actuel. I don't know. It was a jazz PM, label. He bought the whole.
No, they have different covers.
Japan had a whole section of this shit, and then he was just like, "Yo,
it has to be Actuel.
I'm buying all these."
Actuel,
me and Madlib was cracking up, man. We was like, "What the heck you buying these for, man? These are the worst. This is the worst jazz label ever."
This section on that label. Too.
That's probably why he was buying them. He probably knew me and Madlib were like, motherfuckers, keep laughing. I know what's on.
Most of it's like free jazz, but then they got a couple like little random kind of psyche weird things on there that are kind of cool. Jazz. Definitely, it's like Aim Sun.
Yeah,
free jazz is number one.
Free jazz, baby.
You know,
you got that free jazz.
If you don't have free jazz, my dad got on the free jazz album in 2015. It's not hot.
You ain't got no free jazz, Jake.
My dad got all the free jazz.
Your shit don't sound like Albert Island.
Spiritual jazz.
I went to fucking Sun Ra concerts as a kid, man.
You did?
Yes, dad.
I did.
Word. What years?
That's crazy.
Probably like. Did you get the singing? 85.
Did you get the singing, Sun Ra?
I was just tuning all of that out. I was like, man, where's Run DMC at? I don't want to hear this shit. That's really how I felt.
Is there like a procession at the joint and you're just sitting there as a kid?
I don't want to.
I just remember being puzzled by the whole thing.
I just remember not
liking it.
They're all rocket number nine, take off. So you're like, man, come on, man. I don't need this shit.
It was just,
did your dad have the records?
He has a couple. Yeah.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's like, Sun Ra, this is a great artist.
The orchestra.
That's like, this is a real musician.
Did he buy him at the shows, though? Did he buy, like, Saturn records at the shows?
I don't know. This is, like, later, I think. I mean, he has some of the ones from the 70s and a couple of ones from
the 60s.
That's
just interesting that your dad would take you to
I would never take my kid to something wild like that.
Why not?
You don't know. I guess my daughter was sleeping.
What are you talking about? Yeah. You take your kids.
You took her to see Mural.
She slept through.
Have you ever took her to a rap show though? Like,
not yet. Nah. I will though.
Not like Babs is taking Nico out on stage.
I'm definitely going. Well, I don't know about taking her on stage. She might like it though.
Hey everybody.
Yeah, she'd probably be into it.
Oh yeah.
You're not one of them parents trying to make your kid rap.
Nah. I don't want her to rap actually at all.
Come on, every over your beats.
I don't want her to rap like at all. Like I don't even want her to sing along to rap.
One, two. You want her to sing?
She sings our album all the time.
She got a good voice.
Yeah, she's actually got a pretty good voice.
Demo.
She's, I mean, you know,
on Star Search.
So we gonna do.
It's messed up because, like,
we gonna make the demo.
All my wife's relatives. We were just in Hawaii. They were like, she can be a star in the Philippines.
Oh,
she's half white.
Damn.
But yeah, I don't know. She, you know, whatever she wants to do. That's not my place to make her be anything.
Oh, Chinese food.
Oh.
Chinese food break.
Delivery. It's not the journal.
Special delivery. Ding, 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 ding. Ching, 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 ching. You know that's a fucking, what was that?
White bell.
What loop was that again?
I don't know what that loop is.
It's a loop.
That is.
Ding, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. It's a loop. It's like one of those Dick Hyman records or something.
It is?
Yes.
Even the ching, ching, ching.
Man, look at that shit on Who Sampled.
I am right now, man.
Let Who Sampled do some work for us from us.
Special delivery.
Ding, 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 ding.
Special delivery.
I think Buck Wilder one of them did that beat.
Man.
Who spent the most money in front of you at a record store? Probably Egon or one of them, huh?
Madlib.
Madlib just, he swipes until he can, huh?
He
just swipes the card until they be like, nah.
Until they tell him. Until
they be like, nah, no more.
Nah, son, you're over your limit today.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, no.
What about you guys? Straight up record savagery that you've.
I was trying to think. I think Moss, man.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen somebody as frantic about the records like him. He made me not want to buy records for a minute. I went to Utrecht with him, and he was just so savage with it, not wanting to eat. Like, just at all costs. Like, literally, like 8-9 hours straight looking at records.
He was just on some straight.
What
like,
time would
yo,
you go there?
Like 8 or 9 in the morning. It was all cold in there, too.
Wolf was on that level, too, man. Peanut Butter Wolf, man. There's been times.
No, actually, yeah.
I'm not that dude that'll touch
I think that's where those guys learned it from, is from Wolf, actually.
Yeah. There's been times when we have spent 5-6 hours straight.
Wolf takes his time, though, yeah.
And I thought I was hardcore with that. Mm-hmm. Nah,
Wolf will grab a box and put the box next to the, if the spot's cool with him. He'll put the box next to the listening station and one by one.
Yeah.
Like, he'll damn, go. Really?
All right. We were just
entire
in,
day.
At we were
every single record
that he doesn't know.
Yeah,
for sure. If he don't know it, he's gonna for sure put it on.
But then he'll end up spending $2-3 grand.
And then he'll come home with the heat, right. Though.
Man, we were in Austin. God, what was that? Like 3 weeks ago?
Where?
A month ago at South by Southwest.
Uh huh.
And there's a spot out there that's really dope, Friends of Sound. They had hella gospel records that I didn't know.
Ah, shit.
I might have listened to 100 records, and I was fucking exhausted after that shit.
It's work.
I really, like, went back and took a nap. That's, like, some fucked up shit. It just tells you I'm just not built for the game anymore.
See, but
why did it feel like I was really working, though? Because, you know, when you just keep listening to records and they're awful, you just need that one glimmer of hope.
Yeah, that's...
See, Wolf will go home and take a nap, and then he'll go back. And to the record store and continue where
morning.
He left off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some wild shit that I feel like maybe back in the days I would have had the patience to just, especially like go back like that. But like, that's just the next level.
I get
just,
burnt,
you know
now.
What I mean?
I get burnt.
Straight
super
fucking savagery, man.
I was burnt before I even walked in. What are you talking about? I didn't even buy anything.
I was just working a show the other day, and I just wanted to buy this $300 joint and just bounce. And, like, that was basically it. Like,
it's the meme.
That's my approach every time I go to a record store.
Like, it just would have been easier than just, like, going through all these piles of joints. And it's just like, what's the point? Like,
it's the Moog machine.
See, I told you it's one of them kind of records.
It's not Dick Hyman, but it is one of them kind of records. That one's expensive, though, the Moog machine.
Was it?
It's still about $20-$30.
That's the one that that one you're talking about.
Get It Together.
Yeah, but that's on there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pink one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, really? The Aquarius?
That's special. That's special delivery.
Yeah.
Moon Machine. Is that on
Columbia?
Yeah.
Oh, Columbia.
That shit just drops out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, it has like
ambient.
Yeah. Big records.
Yeah.
See, they weren't
sound. There's like a whole other. Yeah, there's a whole different song before it.
It sounded like a
song. And then it's just like boom, boom. Whole different tempo, whole different key.
Did you have? Have any of you guys ever had like a record that's eluded you for a really long time, that you finally found, that gave you just the ultimate sense of satisfaction. Like, man, I finally found blank.
I can't even remember at this point.
415.
Priority press.
There's been so many of those for me.
You know what's weird is I still like will look for records that when I went to Supreme's house like in the 90s and I would look at his shit and I'd be like, man, what is all this stuff? And some of the records I still have not seen to this day.
Damn.
And if I run across it, I have to buy it, like something that I haven't seen from that.
Something that's just stuck in your
brain.
That's
crazy.
Man, I'm trying to think.
Supreme got heat though.
Man, he's fucking crazy.
Like some shit that you would just amp to cross off your list.
But the one I got in Austin was one. For
oh, yeah,
sure.
Supreme Jubilees.
The Supreme Jubilees.
Word.
Yeah, that was a killer for me. That was top number one on my list for a while.
That's really
And that was like just some shit that they had in there on the wall.
Dave was the one that found it.
Yeah, he had stock back in the day, and then he had one left.
Damn.
And I bought it.
Wow.
The black and white one. Mm-hmm. There's two different versions of the cover. There's a color version and a black and white one.
Black and white. And that's just, and it's crazy. They also did that record Topics, Wanted by a Million Girls. It's like a blue cover. Super filthy.
Oh, Topics? Like the TSG shit?
Nah, there's another Topics.
Oh, okay.
It's like
okay,
a baby
okay.
blue cover. And that shit's like a rack.
Mm. Damn.
They had it at Amoeba for like $700, but I was like, mm. It just would have put it on the wall. I wouldn't even listen to it.
Did you buy that Placebo in Japan?
Nah.
Oh, no. You didn't. You just. You're not trying.
I already got Ball
Eyes. No, he's got that one.
Oh, you got Ball Eyes, but you don't want the other ones?
No, I'm not on jazz.
Reissues.
Yeah, they can do jazz somewhere else.
That was the only one that I really cared about too. I shelled out for the Ball Eyes.
Yeah, he got that.
I got the OG in Brussels.
I like all of them, man. I own none of them.
The
you know
other
what I mean?
Ones are dope, but I wouldn't. I'll get the reissue of the other one.
That's what I did.
I was like, okay, I'll buy that one.
And this dude asked, like, the guy, he was like, yo, you got Placebo?
Man, they literally had a copy of that.
And the dude was like, come
they
back
had
here.
Two
8
of
o'clock.
Them at Disc Union.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then there was, we went to some other spot. They had one too. I was like, are you kidding me right
Everybody's
now?
Everybody's That's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. You guys laugh at the reissue thing, but that's how these records show back up in the fucking. And Japan has copies of Placebo. Somebody got rid of Placebo because they bought the reissue. Exactly. They're like, oh man, it sounds a lot. Man, I don't need to
even
update. But it's a dude.
Placebo was $50.
Like it's a dude though. Like yo, I'm updating my shit. It's not a dude like thinking. It's not a dude thinking. Yo, I'm fucking. I'm stupid. I'm getting rid of it. He's thinking. Oh, what a reissue of my favorite album. Remastered from 19. Oh man, I can get rid of this 1970s press. This shit's gonna sound pristine.
Man, I think if you attain Placebo,
if
you're,
you get
you're
it,
not
though,
letting it go.
No, that's the no.
Like some, you're not gonna let it go for reissue.
Hey, that's
you're,
how
you're
a
different
ready,
kind of person
no.
to get
you're
it.
You're gonna let it go if you need lube for that car note.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on
go.
If you're
you
a guy that
reissue and let that go.
If you're a guy that bought it in
exactly.
the 70s and you don't see it as that valuable, you still see it as a $2 record.
Yeah,
I don't think
you
there's not that many
then,
people
you
with
know
that.
I mean?
You've been talking about Belgian jazz rock for like the past like 5 minutes. This is
Mark Malone.
Yeah, they be trying to hit
fan.
With that. They're
this
trying
guy,
to be.
This guy is a Placebo fan. Don't let this fucking guy fool
you. Well,
you
know,
he's just trying.
I'm not
he's just
that shit anymore. I don't need that record anymore, man. It's
yeah,
not,
exactly.
It's like, am I gonna?
That's like the meters.
Bucks on a joint that I just. It's just not for me. It's not for me, man.
That's like
the
meters.
Meters is more. This guy just said the meters is more fire than Placebo.
Okay,
I mean, that's. I mean.
I think that's an accurate statement, man. I mean, the meters. You're gonna want to play a meters record more than a more than.
Yeah, you can't compare that.
You can't compare those.
That's two different.
You can't
compare
those
genres. I wish
but
you could compare
records,
those, but you can't.
In terms of records you'll get more use out of, then yeah, like when you're going out to DJ, you're not thinking, yo,
you're not going
Placebo.
Oh,
no,
you're
no,
not, you are not dropping Placebo.
You're
hitting
it
with this Humpty Dumpty right now.
It's going to crush right now.
Hey, but actually, you can get it off of Humpty Dumpty because then
yeah.
people that are J Dilla fans be like, ooh,
yeah.
J Dilla sampled this. Then it'll go on YouTube.
What are your thoughts on the whole posthumous kind of
man.
Dilla?
Oh, man.
Love affair, man.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah,
I plead
gonna,
the fifth.
I'm gonna abstain.
I plead the fifth.
I hope his family gets as much money as they can. And
they, man. No, I just hope they do And they just got to do what they got to do.
Putting the right kind of music out.
There's nothing more than, you know, ain't nobody, there's nothing to say.
It's hard to keep up, though. Like, even with these things, like the 10-inch ones, I didn't even know about that.
The 10-inch, though, wasn't anything but that box set.
It was the box set?
Yeah, yeah, the SP-1200.
Oh, that was what was in the box?
Yeah, the XP-1200 was sick.
So then they just start. Yeah. Then they just sold them.
But they're not selling the disc or the cassette.
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, so now it's just those
the same records that were in there, though.
Yeah, it's the same records. So I was like, man,
smart.
Yeah.
So when's the Jake One floppy, you know, box set coming out,
it's
man?
Not.
Though, they did it right, though.
I have been getting major requests on Instagram. Well, I guess it was before I left. I would just start
pulling
out.
Snare Jordan 3.
Four is coming.
Four, I'm sorry, I'm behind.
Snare Jordan. Hey, on real shit though, Snare Jordan is selling more than people's albums out here.
I only have volume 1 and 2. I haven't got volume 2.
Yo, Jake,
two
who
yet.
Came up with Snare Jordan though?
I must spend this time to dedicate all my whole career to RC. He gave us Tuxedo.
Once
he gave me Snare Jordan.
Once again.
Once again, we must acknowledge the greatness of RC.
The mind, huh? The great mind.
Great mind, RC.
The great marketing mind.
The Lord RC.
Great mind.
Good. We got that, right?
Yo, son.
Dope.
Nah, but I was pulling out floppies because, I don't know, I was looking for some sound on one of these floppies.
Floppy of...
all kind of shit.
Floppy of...
So I just started loading up beats, and I started playing them on Instagram, just, you know.
Floppy of Day
La. Like, yo, you got to do a drum kit just off the floppies. I was like... Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's a good idea.
Look at you.
Floppy disk only drums.
Yeah.
Snare Jordan, the floppy disk edition.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could start all the way over.
Man, I'm telling you, just throw some.
You'll give me a good name for it, so I, you know.
Yeah, you will.
I'll lace you with that. He's already thinking about it.
I know. It's just.
The wheels are turning up there right now.
Wow. Not really. But Snare Jordan was some pretty fucked up shit.
It was a good one, man. It was a really good one.
It was just some dumbass shit. But yo, let's talk a little bit more about you know, the whole sort of record store shit we were talking about before. You know, we're talking about the feel of digging in the store versus digging online.
You know my thing about stores in general these days is ever since eBay came out, everybody feels like they know the value of whatever they have.
So nah, that's ever since Discogs came out.
So
eBay changed
the game, right? You used to be able to go to a store and feel like, oh, I'm gonna come up. I don't ever walk
eBay
in the store.
eBay let everybody know how rare everything really was.
So it's like
before that, you
Discogs.
Didn't know.
My thing is, how am I gonna go to your store, put in hella work, and find a rare record that you didn't even know you had? And then you're going to charge me the same price as eBay. When I could have just sat in my fucking house and did the same thing and not made you any money.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying now, especially when you go into thrift stores and now thrift stores are starting to get up.
Goodwill's
get up
putting
on shit
on
shit.
eBay.
You know what I mean? Come on. It's crazy, man.
There's a Goodwill eBay site.
That's wild to me, man. That's wild to
What's
me.
What's on there? Classical records?
Mantovani.
Man, I'm probably like, 20. You know, Beatles records and shit.
Barbra Streisand's.
Yeah, hella Kris Kristofferson.
Mantovani.
It's hard to come up in thrift stores, but I still go, man.
There's still
you know what
stuff
I mean?
In there. Don't
I still
sleep.
Go, you know what I mean, when I get a chance, you know.
I probably have not touched a thrift store in like 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
I haven't been.
Except Japan, that was different, though.
I've been to a thrift store.
You not find anything?
I'll go to the one in Detroit. That's what
I don't remember. It's been a minute. Man, I go to flea markets.
Real shit, though, how many records do you think you have?
Too many, man.
How many? Like, maybe 20?
I don't know, man.
Probably way more than that, huh?
I don't know. Too many.
J-Rock has the most records I've seen. For real.
I got too many, man. Fuck. That's why I didn't buy none today. I got too many already.
Well, it's easy to turn shit down.
I'm on a simple.
Yeah, what's this?
Right, what's now? This
gospel radio show thing you got going on?
Yeah, that nobody can listen
man?
To.
Man,
it's a tight radio show. You can't even listen to
man,
it.
Man, you're telling me, man. I was texting him mad.
I
man.
Was disappointed.
What
I
do you mean?
Too.
You could because like, I saw a thing, a post about it.
Yeah, you didn't even too. Try to listen, man.
See, if you would have tried to listen, you'd have realized
you
can't.
Man.
You
can't.
Oh, so, but is that actually happening now? Or, like, are you going to be able to get it up there or no?
Oh, no. I've been doing it for, like, honestly, what episode was it on? 7? So, it's on episode 7 now. And I'll probably go to 10 and I'm going to stop
it. Where's the archives,
it.
Though?
There is none. They're my computer. Nobody needs those archives. They're secret. So, like, the first couple shows, I was just, like, playing songs. And then I would talk, like, yeah. But the last couple shows, I've just been mixing. I just mix the songs, loop up parts, and, like, actually make almost, like, edits. And, like, the show that was going to air would have been hot. It's going to air this Sunday, but...
that shit would have been fire.
This one's hot. It's hot.
Hey, J-Rock, what do you do when some producer, like, samples off your radio show, and then they'd be like, yo, son, I need to know what that is. What do you tell them?
I'll tell them what it is.
Oh, shit, you're nice.
I got them all still. I mean, I just have a bunch of gospel records, man. Like, I just... record them.
Isn't it kind
of
hard to remember what they are though? Because
nah,
because
if it's hot, you remember.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's some hot shit, you'd be like, ooh, let me look for that so and so.
I've been having problems remembering what shit.
I forget Savoys.
Because they all look the same. There's a lot of them that have the same exact cover.
Like the Savoys.
The ones
like,
that have like just the
sunset.
Yeah, the sunset. Yeah.
Nah, mine are always like the white cover ones.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought Gloria Jones, I think her name is. She does You by Frank. She does a cover of Frankie Beverly.
Oh, wow.
But it's like disco. Oh, it's hot.
By the way, don't sample Savoy.
It's hot. Ever. I'm not making any beats off of Savoy. How about, I wonder about Sounds of Gospel.
SOB, yeah. I don't know. I don't know SOG. Who owns that shit. I think your Armand Bolian owns that shit.
SOG's hot. Savoy is all right. I don't buy that much Savoy. And then I buy offbeat labels. So I've been learning. There's a guy named, I'm not even fronting like I've been buying gospel forever. There's the homie, this dude named Budgie.
Budgie Mate.
Budgie Beats.
Out of the UK?
Yep. Yeah. He made a gospel CD called The Gospel According to Budgie. And this had heat.
He did one before when he did it.
There's two of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's his own mix. And man, there's just so much heat on it. I was like, "Yo!"
And now he relocated to LA and stuff.
He's out there now.
Yeah, he's in LA right now. Yeah, so.
I mean, yeah, the gospel. It's funny because the gospel.
It's
thing,
hit or miss
like,
though. There's many.
It's beyond.
There's a mini gospel duds.
There's many more duds.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of duds out there. But I mean, it is kind of fascinating though because you have a whole bunch of people really that's just so. Passionate about like just the music within something that you're willing to just completely disregard and overlook religious shit.
Oh no, that cracks me up.
You know what I mean?
I will really listen to a whole gospel album and not take one thing about the Lord away from it.
Nah, like, all the ones I listen to usually, and you're listening to DJ Rogers or somebody.
No, I'm saying, I'm just saying I don't get anything out of it.
Oh,
from that
side.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Saying.
In terms of the religion, like it has no effect.
You're not getting any of the spiritual
like,
message.
It's not like you've
been
a lot of
J-Rock, have you been living right
Christianity,
since you've been doing that?
You know what I'm saying, necessarily.
Are you on the straight and narrow path?
I'm trying to, man.
Are
you
doing it for him?
I'm into that, you know.
Is it for him?
Nah, man, I'm not doing all that.
The
but.
Ones that are dope are the ones where they literally sing about him, but it could just be like they did a regular R&B song or something for the time.
Nah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You hit me to that. Yeah. Jake got me on the 90s R&B.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they got some slaps.
Yeah, so, I mean 90s gospel.
The 90s gospel.
So yeah. But it's all R&B, so I'm sorry, you know, to me it's just all R&B, so. I'm not buying gospel.
No, when they start getting into the foot stomp.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Where it got that like country twang, ding. When it starts with that, you're out.
It's a rap, but yeah.
I found a gospel country record with a cover of John Coltrane, Naima.
Oh snap!
And that shit is fucking crazy.
That sounds
it's
crazy.
Weird as shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll send it.
What back. Christian gospel? Or black gospel.
The name of the label.
I mean, is it black gospel or is it Christian? Like, is it white gospel? Like,
it's a mixed race.
Yeah.
Band.
All right, we're gonna take a break and eat some food, and we may or may not be back. Who the fuck knows? Let's find out.
I'll let you don't want to take the liberty and speak for
No, for sure. No, I speak for myself.